Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, Imota, Africa, Homsa, the beautiful African, Izuletu, Fasilarona, the land is ours, Shangulasha, Tigorahina. Africa, the community has three centers of power. And we have the president, who is the executive, and his cabinet. And we have parliament. Of course, this time we are having a party parliament that seems to be absent. We are not talking about the people's parliament. And lastly, we have the people. In Africa, this time Africa, the people spoke. On August 3, 2016, in the local elections, the people spoke. Even though more than half of the registered majority voters did not vote. The majority voters from Africa who did not vote, those who did not vote in the majority, sent the clearest message of disapproval from Africa, of disdain and disgust. Sending the message from Africa that whoever wants their vote must listen to them and must humble themselves to the people and don't be arrogant. Don't assume that the people will vote for you over and over and over again and that you don't do nothing. You do nothing. Africa, but this time, August 3rd local election, the white minority population voted in majority of Africa. They voted in greater numbers. And for the first time, our brethren who've been ruling the ruling party since 1994, the ANC Africa, they lost the majority in four major metros. Nelson Mandela Bay, which I would describe Africa as the cultural, political, ideological hub of the ruling party. Of the governing party, and it is named after the first president of the country, Nelson Mandela. Of course, may his soul rest in peace. He did what he could. And then they lost Cape Town, which is the legislative capital, the parliament's home. And then they lost Tshwane, the executive capital, and they lost Johannesburg. The money capital. Now, if you lose the money capital, if you lose control of the money, you can no longer run a patronage. You're out of control because money runs everything. And you know for a fact that that's what you have used to undermine other people. So, in Africa, I would say the white minority population, which are the minority in Africa, they are now the numerical majority. I mean, they are now the cultural and political majority, effectively in control of three major metros: Cape Town, Nelson Mandela Bay, and Tshwane. Of course, they got this through the coalition, working with in coalition with other smaller parties. My Africa, what we have now, we do have, of course, local governing municipalities. But in these metros, Africa, it is a white minority that is the majority now. And this is a consequence of democratic apartheid that was adopted by our brethren in 1994. Democratic apartheid proportional election system. And they themselves don't even understand it. They don't understand it because they have the majority councils elected in Nelson Mandela Bay and ended up with fewer representatives. So this proportional system is full of magic. But in Africa, the question again is, why let the white minority communities vote as a racial bloc, continuing the apartheid segregation that separated voting communities along the racial lines? That should not be allowed, in Africa. That should not be allowed to continue under the democratic majority rule. like we are saying with the proportional system. We don't understand in Africa. And one of the minority parties was saying that, look, they put up candidates even in wards where these candidates did not stand a chance. They might get a few extra votes that would boost their total in municipality, in a municipality. So that's what has been happening in Africa. We are bamboozled. We don't see what's happening. But as we're saying that, and we repeat Africa again, as Africanists, we guarantee the individual, not groups. Therefore, shall not allow groups to vote as segregated racial groups. That's no good. And we call for one vote, one person, one vote, simple majority vote. That's all we're asking for. One person, one vote, simple majority. You got 39%, you rule by 39%. You don't have to go into coalitions. No, that's too artificial. So, Africa, the question is, as we say, we have the executive, we have the legislature, which is parliament, and we have the people. The people have spoken, clearly. They've carved out a new political dynamic that everybody has to respect. Now, you cannot get their votes for free, no longer. You can vote. No longer free votes now. The only thing that needs to be done is that they have to hold whom they vote for accountable. In fact, they have to dictate. They have to be able to recall folks, petition to recall those who cannot perform. That's the next stage, Mafrika. We've got to work on that. But the question is, Mafrika, where is Parliament? I mean, recently, Parliament has the ghost of Nkandla, defended the indefensible, unconstitutional, illegitimate Nkandla abuse of public money. They did that. But where are they now? The fact that the Constitutional Court ruled Parliament failed to hold the executive to account in the Nkandla saga. Where are they now? Because the crisis is much deeper now. Huh? Will Parliament this time rid itself of the ghost of party Parliament and becoming silent poodles? Silent servants, Mafrika, of the executive. I mean, we don't hear a sound from you. Will you usurp, take over your autonomy, Mafrika, become the people's parliament and defend and uphold the constitution as the Constitutional Court asks you to? And we are repeating, Mafrika, and appealing to those parliamentarians who may listen to this program. Please, please, please take a vote. Vote to give parliamentarian security of tenure so that you can vote to uphold the constitution. Separate yourself, separate political parties, I mean parliament from the party bosses. Separate parliament from the political parties. Parliament should hold the executive accountable, or the executive to account, and not be intimidated to vote to protect the party bosses. You can't be intimidated. Well, take a vote. Take a vote, my Africa, especially the majority from the African ANC, the ruling party. You know, Andile, your brethren, Pitiana, spoke last week Thursday. He spoke. He called upon you to stand up, Amakwala. Stand up. So, you are in Parliament, Africa. You can solve lots of problems. You can solve lots of problems by holding the executive to account and fulfilling the mandate or the message of the Constitutional Court. Simple. And also, Africa, you may vote secretly. Insist that your vote must be secret. Just like you vote in the local elections or national elections, your vote is secret. Make it secret in Parliament. That's it. Let's just separate from the bulgoos, because your children, you see, the message came out. Opitiana gave you the message. If you don't listen, it's to your doom, because we are all crying, seeing ourselves being reduced to the level that was unthinkable But you did it, Mafrika. You are arrogant. You did it to everybody. You are taking, working with so-called imperialists to undermine everybody else. You did it. Now, they just took the vote under your feet. They just took it. The metros just took them. In Africa, the Gupta family, immigrants from India. Now, they are saying publicly that they plan to sell off all the stakes they hold in the South African businesses before the end of the year. What arrogance. Why? Why should they be allowed to dispose? And they are so arrogant, they know that they're going to be allowed to sell off stakes and assets that are under investigation for corruption against the state. How could you do that? You engage in corruption in the United States against the state. Do you think you'll go home, take your assets with you, and sell them to somebody else? Hey, my Africa, stop making us a third world something. You know, this is garbage. This is garbage. You're not running a country. Somebody was saying that nobody's running the country. The country's on autopilot. Please, do not expose us to those who never liked us and never liked us and will never like us in the future. Don't show the worst. Don't show your red to the world, man. How could you be accused of engaging in corruption and you're under investigation by state organs? And you tell public, I'm going to sell off my stakes. Where could that happen? Only in so-called Mzansi, South Africa. Of course, the name itself is confusion. You see, because the Brits themselves have broke away from, they want independence from the European Union. You still stuck to that name, South Africa. That's why you're so confused. I mean, the Gupta family assets are under investigation by the Financial Intelligence Center for alleged money laundering. They are under investigation by the South African Reserve Board Bank into why the major banks terminated the Gupta accounts. They are under investigation by the National Treasury for their shenanigans in the state-owned companies' dealings, including Denel, Eskom, and Transnet. They are being investigated by the public protector. They are being investigated by the Hawks. And you just decide that you're going to sell off your assets and go? What are these state institutions doing? But we are saying that only Parliament can hold these state organs to account, more specifically the Hawks. Call them and ask them. Impose them to investigate or arrest these people. Because I mean, this thing is dragging on, and somebody must make an arrest somewhere. Either you arrest or you don't make an arrest for corruption against the state. Or sanction or dismiss those responsible, the parties that are responsible to do the arrest in the Hawks, just sanction them or dismiss them. You have the power to, only Parliament has the power to do that. That's why we are asking, where is Parliament? Andy Lepitane has called on you, he says, Vukani, Hosani, come. Where is Parliament? I mean, we've had the Gupta issue, corruption, allegations of corruption. Our brethren in the ANC unlawfully interfered, okay? Actually, you tried to contaminate the state investigations of the alleged crimes against the state. And through your Secretary General, you had mandated him, as a civilian, to go and investigate corruption allegations against the state. How do you do that? And then go about calling public officials. Of course, you're calling the ANC mayor members who experience this family corruption to submit oral and written affidavits and statements. What about the other public officials? And which normal public official will come to you, yours as a civilian, and whistleblow on such critical information with no legal protection against self-incrimination? You don't do that. Of course, the SG wisely at the end, I think somebody whispered in your ear that, hey, this, what you're doing is illegitimate. And it turned out that you said, okay, this matter of the alleged Gupta family corruption belongs to, must be investigated by the banking regulator and the police. Those are the appropriate state organs to investigate allegations of corruption. That's it, Mafrika. That was the principle and the legal stance you should have taken in the beginning. And Mafrika, we're asking you a question. Why do you pretend to copy and live by rules and mannerisms of a foreign parliamentary system when, in fact, you don't observe any of that? I mean, the Constitutional Court just ruled against the president. And it seems like it's a lobby group. Lobby group, the constitutional decision, the Chief Justice says you broke the Constitution. And you treat it like it's a lobby group. It's nothing. It's nothing. So we are appealing, Africa, stop parading this African nation. Stop parading us to the world as ignoraniums and suckers of everybody else, including the Gupta family, among foreign vultures and predators. Please, don't do that, man. We are capable. We are more capable than that. It's just that you knocked us off in alliance and conspiracy with the so-called imperialists. We know what the deal is. And we are tired of this smoke screen of imperialism. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. People are working for their interests, man. They can be nations. They can be communities. They can be groups. They work for their interests. And they know how to protect their interests. You're the only one who's lying to yourself and lying to everybody else. So, Africa, does this matter to all? Does it at all matter to Parliament? Huh? Does it matter to Parliament that public officials, one, a former member of Parliament, Deputy Minister of Finance, current, and former director, CEO, in the government offices, publicly complained of experiencing the Gupta corruption and intimidation to corruptly support their family business? They complained. Does it matter to you, Parliament, that these people, did you ever call them to come? Huh? I mean, this family here, the Gupta family, has publicly said, look, man, no charges ever been brought against us, right? And this narrative has been constructed against the family, which has been perpetuated by many media titles, and that flawed perception has become the truth in the eyes of some. The family complains is a victim of political campaign. Even. Listen to that. Does it matter to you, Parliament? I mean, after the clear message, Tian Andile, that you should stand up. Stand up. I mean, does it really matter? A former chairperson of the Public Enterprise Committee in Parliament, she flew to Johannesburg thinking that she was going to meet the president, only to find herself chauffeured to the Saxon World residence of the Guptas. She said it. And she said that the Guptas offered her to assist the South African Airways not to run the Indian routes anymore. If she does that, she will become the minister in a week. That is Minister of Enterprises, Public Enterprises, because they wanted to remove the other minister. And she said that the president was sitting in another room. And she got out and told the president that, look, what this guy's offered me. Who are these people to offer cabinet ministers cabinet positions or public officials positions in cabinet? And you know how the Gupta family reacted? They told her that, look here, man, go sign a police affidavit to prove what your allegation in court. Just do that. And she did, Mafrika. Now, this family here is about to sell off the corrupted, ill-gotten assets still under investigation. Where are you, Parliament? Where are you? Are you holding somebody account to do the investigation? And you have the current Deputy Minister of Finance. He before the former minister was dismissed. There was another minister of finance that was dismissed, I think, on 9/12. The Gupta family called him because he's been the deputy minister of finance. Called him to meet. And you know what they did? Offered him to work with them. Said, work with us, man. Work with us, we'll fix you. Just a code. Huh? They told him, if he gets rid of senior treasury staff that was named by the president, I think the tax finance sector policy head, the technical advisory sector head, and the chief procurement officer. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. We'll fix you. You'll be all right. They're never going to make him the minister of finance. And the minister, he declined. He said no. But he further complained that this makes a mockery of our hard-earned democracy. No one apart from the president appoints ministers. That's what he said. Parliament, does that matter to you? Especially after Andy Lepijana's speech on Thursday. Or his, may his soul rest in peace, Reverend Stofile. Because we are all brethren. We are talking like family now. We are not enemies. Are you doing something for the sake of the children? Because this mess is getting out of hand. And it might reach a point where people are going to be killing one another. So the Gupta reaction to the Deputy Finance Minister, Gibisi, quote, these latest allegations are just more political point scoring between rival factions within the ANC. To be clear, any suggestion that the family or any of our representatives or associates have offered anyone a job in government is totally false. So they went on to say that we challenge the Minister Jonas to challenge the minister to provide a full account of the supposed meeting that took place under oath in a court of law. The minister is attempting to cover up and divert attention from his own relationships and practices. We are confident questions about his own ethical standards will be exposed. And they doubled down, Mafrika. The Gupta family doubled down. They went on TV and radio talking about the Zuma Must Fall Brigade, describing it as a faction of the deputy president, the minister in the presidency, the ANC secretary general, and the South African Communist Party, deputy SG on one side, wanting to coup the president. And another faction of the ANC looked the military veterans and other protesting the president against recall. Absolute nonsense. But that's arrogance, Mafrika. You will let people in. And you cannot, like the voters have shown, you cannot isolate, undermine. Sometimes make your people suffer. And if they're most intelligent, you call them clever blacks so that they don't participate. Go on in the right of the so-called, somebody said that was unschooled blacks. Go your route. Because you can train any cadre to shoot straight. They will know to shoot straight in 10 minutes time. But you need much more than that. To run a nation, you need muscle. You cannot run the nation by muscle and intimidation. And there was Themba Maseko of Africa, another CEO of the Government Communications and Information Systems. He disclosed from Africa he was a victim of the Gupta family extortion and intimidation. And he was called by the president to do these guys a favor, do the family a favor, man. You got a call. But one of the Gupta brothers, name is Ajay, he called the CEO of Africa. He said, tell us where the money is and tell departments to give you money, and if they refuse, we will deal with them. If you have a problem with any department, we will summon the ministers here. Summon the ministers to the very house where the chair lady, the chairperson of the parliamentary committee, was summoned to, thinking that she was going to talk to the president. And the CEO responded, I said to them, those are my leaders. I am concerned if you give them instructions. He said, and the man told him, no, man, that's none of your business. That's none of your business, man. And the man couldn't, ordinarily, if you're confronted with this, you go straight to the office of president. But he couldn't go there because the president told him to go and help these people, these vultures. He says, I was extremely perturbed. And this guy, Gupta family guy, said that if ministers were not cooperating, they, the Gupta family, have a way of dealing with them. He said that they have regular meetings, weekly meetings with the president. And he goes on to say that. He said, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, the meeting has to happen. It is urgent because of the launch of our newspaper. These are some of the assets that they're going to sell. This is the newspaper is one of the assets that they're going to sell. Parliamentarians, the ANC majority. This is we are putting this on the record. Don't say that somebody did not say this. And this man goes on to say that we are not asking you, and actually I want to meet you tomorrow. He said, I will talk to your seniors in government and you will be sorted out. Goes on to say that we will get you, we will replace you with people who will cooperate. Africa, racketeering, conspiracy, blackmail, extortion, intimidation against public officials, threat of job loss using undue influence on the access to the presidency. No different than running a mafia. And repeat, Mafrika. If cabinet ministers, deputy ministers, public officials in government are threatened, intimidated, and blackmailed in such blatant and gross affront, where is Parliament to confront and uproot this horrendous monstrosity violating our sense of nationhood? Where is Parliament? Where are you? Mafrika, it appears that the hawks are going to have summoned the Minister of Finance. In fact, he refused to appear before the hawks last week Thursday. And Mafrika, that sets a bad precedent because the accusations.
Second.
The hawks accused the minister of corruption. They say he paid, he's authorized a worker to get any pension and used the state money to pay the penalty, pension penalty the worker was supposed to pay. And let him continue on a contract for another 3 years. Fine. But my African, at a minimum, that is dereliction of duty. That is neglect. It is not a criminal offense. In Africa, that is not corruption because the minister did not directly gain anything out of that. Corruption involves a situation where you ask the Guptas what they did to other folks. Do this to your company, we'll give you a senior post. That's corruption. Minister of Finance did not do that. But let's say this, my African. You are setting a bad precedent because what happens is that you are removing your immunity to be charged while in office. You are removing your immunity to be charged in the future when you are out of office, especially for association and knowing in the clearest knowledge that you are associated with the Guptas and other vultures and predators. So, Mafrika, got to be careful. Isolate too, as you say, Fatsala Rona, Shangolasho. Thank you, Mafrika.